Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the Bare Naked Health Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Horowski, trying this again, round two, by what I mean by that is anybody that listened recently to the episode that just came out, sounded like I was probably just standing in the middle of the woods, and while that may have been true, I hope I have the volume situation figured out, and now you can actually hear what I have to say. I'm, of course, a little bummed out about that being lost, but I've also been reading the Tao Te Ching lately. Just got into it maybe 2 weeks ago, and so I'm just kind of letting it go, right? I mean, it's out there. I talked about what I needed to talk about, and this is going to be both the same and completely different discussion solo-sode here. So, well, first of all, why did I start again? So, actually, you know what? I just want to say thank you for anybody that pointed that out to me. A couple of friends reached out. But also, this one is already better. I'm more energized. I was excited about the last one. Now I am freaking just ready to rock and roll here. And that's partly why I brought this back, right? I have just been, over the last year and a half, I don't think I've really put out anything. And I've just been consuming information, right? And this is partly why I started, right? It's like this constant consumption, right? I'm eating, learning, trying to take in all of this stuff, right? And I say eating intentionally because it's I'm trying to fulfill something, right? But it's not being fulfilled. And part of that is I explored this in a meditation recently, right? Of, yeah, you gotta give back too, right? So here's where I go back to Paul Check's Love is a Boomerang, right? I was taking in all this love of this information that so many people had to share with me, courses, books, podcasts, family, friends, I mean, right, like my kids, like all of that. And I'm just taking it all in. And yes, I'm having conversations with people, but I'm not really getting it out to people in the way I think that I just feel that I'm meant to do, right? So that's more what I'm doing here, right? Like this is that discussion now of kind of what is all about to come out. So yeah, I was not getting that fulfillment out of it, but I think that's just because I was only taking and not giving. And it can be weird, right? But it's like you can be fulfilled by giving, right? So that's what this is, right? I want to share whatever comes up, right? I mean, like I said, I already put out one of these for nobody to really hear. I could kind of hear it barely if I listened to it, the original recording, but once I put it out, hey, wasn't meant to be. So let's dive into it here more, right? So what have I been up to? Biggest thing has for me has been taking through the Upledger Institute. Don't know anything about John Upledger, you got to check this dude out, right? He is an absolutely amazing individual who was able to really just facilitate so much healing through his hands. So I took both craniosacral therapy classes 1 and 2 and somato-emotional release 1, and I'm also ready to take 2 pretty soon because this kind of work has absolutely changed my life, and being able to just help change the lives of some of the people I've already been working with. So yeah, like if you're interested, hey, yeah, I'm still practicing PT, also taking private clients like to work on this type of thing. Wow, I just saw a crazy bird land up in a tree. I can't tell quite what it is, but the squirrel is definitely trying to jump away from it. So either way, I love watching Mother Nature as I go here. Craniosacral therapy. Yeah. So if you're interested, reach out to me, Nick@evo-health. Nick@evo-health.com. Excuse me. Yeah. And we can talk, figure something out, because I just want to get this out to the world. Really trying to refine my techniques. I've kind of found that both the light and soft touch is incredible, right? I think one of the famous quotes that Dr. Upledger had was like, people are craving 5 grams of touch. And it's true. Like it's an amazingly powerful way to just tap into centers of the nervous system that you wouldn't normally get to if you're going too hard with that touch. And that's why I've really liked to combining both the heavier structural work, so a little bit more aggressive soft tissue, but still enough that not too much, not just enough, right? Like find what works for that individual body. But then also like the joint mobs, getting more into working with doing like visceral mobilization, which is also like a little bit more of a soft touch technique, but then using it and combining it with the craniosacral, like integrating it, like working on the body, getting it structurally aligned, and then calming that nervous system down so the body can say like, oh, this is how I'm supposed to move. This is cool, right? So I've just been blown away by it and super excited to just share that with others, right? And share it with myself, right? Try and just get either work on myself with it because there are certain techniques you can do on your own. But then also, hey, maybe go see other, I've been going to see other practitioners. That's part of the training, actually, is they require you to do that, which I'm a huge fan of, right? You got to practice what you preach. Like, if you're not going to see other people, and this is my calling out to healthcare practitioners in general, right? Like, anytime I have a student, I am on them about practicing what they preach, right? Like, yeah, you better be taking care of not just your body, but your mind, your spirit. Like, these are all the things that are affecting your patients. So, yeah, whether it's going to see, I'm a physical therapist, right? So it's like, and I'm taking PT students. So if you're going to need to go see another PT, you better be going to see another PT. If you need to see just a regular medical doctor, fine. If you need to see somebody, a counselor, a mental health professional in any way, you better be going to do that. Like, if you need to go see a chiropractor, an acupuncturist, it doesn't matter. That's the answer. It's like, as a medical practitioner, you had better be taking care of yourself and going to see others to get the help that you need so that you can help take care of your patients. This is just me calling out people to that. And I have great empathy. I'm going to talk about empathy a little bit later on too, but I have great empathy for this. Like, I've been injured. Like, I've gone through struggles mentally, emotionally too, right? So like, I've sought out this help. I've done the work and I continue to do that work and want to continue to do it because, well, it just helps me, and that helps me help a lot of other people out there. And I hope that some way this helps you too. All right. Now, one of the things in the news this summer, one of my patients pointed it out to me because I don't really watch the news. So I thought it was hysterical after she said it, and I went and looked into it. Heat waves, extreme danger, stay inside. Like, whatever the news is just blasting away when it got a little bit hotter here, at least in Pennsylvania, where it was like 90 for a couple days, right? And people down south are like, yeah, so you mean summer, right? Or half the year, or people at the equator are like, yeah, just another day. Now, acclimatization, right? That is part of it. I do understand that. That, yeah, it does take its toll on the body if you're not used to that. However, don't scare the shit out of people, right? However, yeah, we know that's what works. We saw this, 5 years ago with a little something that came out that the whole world decided to freak out about. And again, I don't think that there's a problem in warning somebody about something that could be potentially dangerous to them, right? However, freaking out about things is not going to be the way to handle this, right? More stress does not help, right? And I'm trying to intentionally freak out as I'm saying this, right? Because like, when you just say things in that manner, people are on edge, right? So yeah, hey, it's going to be 95 degrees today and humidity's up, so the heat index is going to be 105. So make sure you're drinking plenty of water. Stay in the shade if you're outside, if you need to get out of the sun, right? Hey, if you haven't been doing too well, maybe it's probably not the best time for you to go out of the air conditioning, especially if you haven't been spending time outside. So educate on these things. And now that's a whole nother aside, is I think people should be outside more and be able to acclimate to these, I'll call them extreme temperature fluctuations, right? Yeah. So do I think there should be just this absolute freaking out about it? No. Do I think people should be educated on it? Yes. Now, the more important part, well, I shouldn't say more important because that's not fair either. The other side of this coin of the education piece goes back to educating people on why they really should be outside more, right? That's why I'm not going to probably record a whole lot more of indoor podcasts. Maybe if I'm having somebody on, because sometimes the connection isn't great. However, when I'm just recording an episode to just discuss things, yeah, whether it's middle of July like I'm doing it now or the middle of January, I'm going to be going for a walk outside to record it, because I'm just not sitting inside for a half hour or an hour or whatever it ends up being just to sit and talk, right? No, I'm going to get outside and at least make the most of Mother Nature, right? And that's what it's about. Like, you have to put your body through anything to get it used to it, right? So deadlifting 500 pounds. Like, I didn't just right out of the box deadlift 500 pounds, right? No. Went from 100 to 200 to 300 to 400 to 500 to 600, right? Like, so, like, made these jumps. Just like people that do go to 1,000 pounds, go to 1,100 pounds. Yeah, like, that's happening out there, right? Like, these guys are making these jumps little by little by little. Well, how do you get used to being in 0-degree weather or 100-degree weather? Spend a little bit of time outside in it. Spend a little bit more. Make sure you have enough clothes. Make sure that you drink enough water. Make sure whatever it is, right? Like, take the time, put in the effort, and you're going to be okay with it. Like, that doesn't mean you need to go and go, like, with crazy exposures to it. So, no, still be safe, right? But I think it is better to be able to adapt to these stressors, right? And that's what it is about, the adaptability of these environments. And it's just not, it's not good to just not be, to just be inside all the time in a fixed environment, right? You're not getting fresh air. You're not getting this beautiful sun that I'm just pausing to look at right now. Take the time. If you're listening to this during the day, like, get some sunshine. See what it does for you. See what that fresh air does. Just time in nature. I just can't say enough about that. So please, I encourage you. Yes, like, listen to sometimes the weather of, like, okay, it's going to be really freaking hot today, right? Okay. So what are you going to do about it? You're going to make sure that you're having, like, some good Celtic sea salt in your water so that when you're sweating, you're actually able to hold on to some of the electrolytes. You're going to make sure that, yeah, maybe, okay, I'm going to go out for a walk earlier in the morning and then later in the evening, not at 3 in the afternoon when it's as hot as it's going to be for the day, right? So just being smart and building yourself up to it. I think this is just getting ready to acclimatize to anything in life, right? This is how you respond to stressors, right? Good stressors, bad stressors, etc. A little bit, a little bit, a little bit. Build it up and just keep going. You're going to be good. Now, having taken, as I said, a couple classes, it also allowed me to travel a little bit more. And by travel, I'm talking like airplane travel, right? Going through airports was eye-opening, to say the least. And I really just want to send out love to a lot of people. Like, there was just so many people that just, like, so much sadness, so much loneliness in their eyes. Like, people just need, I think, just that true connection, that real hug. Like, I'm not talking like an ass out hug where you're like, oh, hi, yeah, good to see you. No, like, embrace somebody, like hold them in your arms. This doesn't mean like a sensual or a sexual way, right? Like I'm just talking like truly giving somebody a hug and feeling that connection, not just physically, but like mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Like there's just something about that that I don't, just people are lacking. Like there was, this is where I'm going to have my discussion on empathy, I think, right now, right? I feel empathetic towards them because I think I've been probably in that space. Like I've definitely felt that loneliness, that sadness for periods of my life. And I've had to work at it for sure. But some of this just seems to be more of a chronic issue, I guess I'll call it, when seeing some of these individuals. And empathy. Why do I use the word empathy? Well, I say empathy and I don't use the word sympathy anymore. I'm going to explain it. I think empathy because, yes, I've felt that. I've experienced some of that. But I also use only empathy now and no longer the word sympathy because I really believe that we are all individualized spirit off of the great spirit, universe, God. Like we have our individual souls that are part of that, but we're still all part of one. We are all related in more ways, I think, than most of us realize, even including myself, right? Like I'm just, I think, scratching the surface on understanding this in any way. And it's a humbling thing for sure. Like just to realize of just all that is out there. It's incredible. But the connection that we all have together is truly one, right? Like, so if somebody is feeling that sadness and loneliness, like I'm feeling it too. And you're feeling it too. Like we're all feeling that. Like, so if somebody's feeling that, if one person is, if a billion people are, if, again, that's just talking on our planet, maybe 3 billion people. I have no idea, right? What about across the universe? If there's more of this out there, right? If there's more of this loneliness, sadness, like, that's tough. Like, we're all feeling that. But the beauty of it is, too, if we just stop and look around and just smile and just appreciate what we have, we can all feel that too, right? So we can all experience the collective happiness and being one and truly caring about each other and Mother Nature and just anybody, whoever they are, right? Like have that empathy towards them. Treat them as just another person that is your neighbor, is your family, is your spouse, is your kid, is your whoever, right? We're all one. Like let's keep it that way. Let's share it that way. Let's, as much sadness and as much hard things as there are in the world, let's boost the good things, right? So I want to have that kind of empathy too, of like feeling that connectedness of the happiness and the joyfulness and the love, right? Spread the love. Like, let's have that as the connection more so. Airport travel. What else, though? Wow. People don't move at the airport. So, right, I'm, like I said, just going for just a leisurely walk here just to be out and enjoy nature as I'm recording this. People just sit like, all right, where's my gate? Where's the coffee? Where's the alcohol? Where's the whatever, like, crap you want to get at the airport? I mean, there's not a lot of good stuff to get there, which is why, hey, take your food. Like, yeah, they let you take food into the airport. Do it, right? Like, just put it on. Yeah, they're going to scan it, but I'd still rather eat some of the food that's been scanned than, hey, any of the other stuff out there, right? Like, share with your food that love. Like, say that little prayer, that little meditation over your food. Just spread the love to your food. It's going to be okay, right? It's going to be a whole lot better than anything you can eat there. Or, you know what? If you're flying, hey, maybe it's time for a little bit of fast. That's also not a bad thing. Most of us can go a few hours without eating. It's not going to be a big deal. Grab some water. You'll be all right. So yeah, the movement at the airport. And what I want to give a shout out to is, like, I have no idea the people who they were, but anytime that I saw anybody else, like, up, like, all right, I'd be kind of doing some of my laps in the terminal, right? And I'd see the same person at the same spot, like, going back around, just giving that little bit of a nod, little smile, like, hey, good job. You, like, you know, you're about to sit down for an hour, for 5 hours, for 12 hours, who knows, right? I mean, yeah, you can get up on the plane, but it's still going to be more challenging. But taking that time now of, okay, yeah, I'm going to go for a walk for half hour till this starts to board. Now that I'm through security, like, got my water, went to the bathroom, ready to go. Okay, so just keep moving for a bit. We can all take that in, and or, hey, maybe go find the corner, like, there's plenty of places to just move, like, spread out, just stretch out the legs, get the arms up overhead, open the chest up, that heart center, right? Like, get that fourth chakra open, because again, share that love, baby, share that love. Now, the other thing that I want to get into is technology, wearable technology. Whoo! I first want to give, I do have a student right now, and I want to give her a shout out, right? Because one of the things, like, we had a discussion, I was like, yeah, like, if you're doing work on me, you're not allowed to wear anything on you, right? She had an Apple Watch on. She's like, yeah, I haven't been wearing it. Like, she took it off that day and has not even been wearing it. Not just when she's working on patients. Like, she's like, yeah, I'm not wearing it. Like, now I see, like, I could just wear a regular watch. I don't really need all of that. So I got to give her that credit for, hey, embodying it, right? I mean, young girl, like, she wants to do best, like, helping treat patients, so, like, she's trying to do that. So I find that to be an impressive thing to see and to hear about, right? And hey, I recommend people do the same. Like, don't have your phone on you all the time. Like, if it's on you, throw it on airplane mode, right? Like, it doesn't always have to be on your person. All this wearable stuff, the non-native electromagnetic frequencies, like the non-native EMF, you'll hear all these different things. Like, it's radiation, right? Like, you are irradiating your body during this, like, while you're wearing that. Like, please take it off. It doesn't always have to be on you. I'm going to talk to, and I'm going to call out medical professionals big time right here, right now. Get that off your damn body if you are putting your hands on anybody. That is absolutely not fair to that individual, and you are not taking care of yourself. So you better really think about this. The studies that are coming out are just astronomical, right? And now when we're talking the earbuds, right? Now, like, yeah, I have this phone. I'm holding it away from my body, just speaking into the microphone, right? Because I don't want it on me. Yeah, it's on my hand. It's on airplane mode. So I'm going to be okay with that. Like, I can deal with that so that I am able to get this information out to you guys, because that's what I want to do. Like, this is a passion project of mine. Don't have it on you, right? That is not fair to other individuals, right? That you are working with. You need to be setting that example. Please don't let people set these things on their bodies the way that they're doing. Get it out of your ears. The earbuds, just the radiation, like, this is literally going right into your brain. So you took something you used to, like, be able to hold up to your ear, or like I'm doing, just like hold out and use as a speaker, right? A microphone. And now sticking it further inside the ear, like into the brain. It's scary to me. It's very scary. And here's where I also have to then sometimes calm down, take a breath, close my eyes, and just give that love to those people that aren't willing to listen right now. I hope that they're going to be okay. And again, this is my choice. And I also will say, I think that you have that choice as an individual to do what you want. However, don't put it on other people, right? Like, that is, should not be, that is not fair, right? And that's something that I will absolutely stick with. So yeah, medical practitioners better not have that stuff on your person. Like, that is not right to be around others and doing that to them. So yeah, there's a lot of that. And then that's just wearables in general. Like, I don't get me wrong, I've tried them, right? So I think there's a lot that can be learned from them. Use them as a tool and then kind of kick them to the curb, right? Like, I used the Aura Ring and I used the Whoop Band for a little bit, partly because I wanted to compare them. I thought they were okay, right? And they did teach me, the biggest thing they taught me, don't eat near bedtime. 3 hours is good, 4 hours is better, 5 hours is freaking fantastic. Like, I'm gonna crush sleep. I mean, provided I do other things at night that I'm not getting into right now. But it's like, as far as the nutrition thing goes, stop eating near bedtime and sleep is gonna go through the roof, right? It was an incredible thing. Like, I was very happy. I'm very appreciative that I learned that. But I also chose those devices to test out because I was able to put them on airplane mode, right? So that they weren't emitting the electromagnetic frequencies. Now, do I think there are a lot of people collecting data on that and I'm not sure what they're doing with it? Yeah, for sure, right? Like, there's a lot of data collecting going on, and I don't know what's coming with that, but I'm sure there's already stuff in the works and it's all being monitored. So that's why, yeah, I just I just destroyed mine, right? Let's leave it at that. Can they access that still? I don't know. The batteries should be done and they should be smashed up pretty good. So probably not, but hey, I used them for a while. So somebody has that information on me, but I digress for a different time. But yeah, the wearables, if you're going to use them, keep them off of the airplane mode, the Bluetooth. Like, yeah, you update it, the score once a day, like take a minute or whatever it takes to do that. And then ramp it back down again. And I think you can get at least a bit out of it. And then once you learn from it, you can move on, right? Now, the other thing that I just can't get away from, sunglasses. And this comes to me about like the building stress resilience, right? I used to squint like crazy when I was a kid. My parents, like, I remember my mom taking me to the eye doctor, like, yeah, like, he just has fair eyes, like light eyes. And I do, right? But I don't really, like, the sun doesn't bother me anymore. But I've also adapted to it, right? Just like I've spent that time outside. Like, I probably was not spending enough time outside, right? So, yeah, I squint because the sun was bright because I was just used to being inside all the time. So now that I've gotten used to being outside and I get morning sun, right? I get evening sun. So I'm getting all of those colors of the spectrum, right? So what that means is, solar noon, I mean, between noon, 1 o'clock, right? Depending on time of year, that sun is straight overhead, relatively, right? Depends where you're at on this big hunk of rock we call Earth. And you're getting a lot more blue light. So blue light, red light, both big and sexy right now. A lot of hot talk on those. Okay, so what does that mean though, right? Well, again, blue light is not bad. Like, artificial blue light without a full spectrum of other colors is a problem, right? Like, it's, you have to look at everything. That's why incandescent bulbs are beautiful. Why? Because it's full spectrum, right? When we talk about like isolating compounds, like isolated supplements, et cetera, right? Isolated vitamin C that's manufactured from ascorbic acid, which is manufactured from GMO corn, right? It's like, well, yeah, it's kind of from food in some way, or you can eat an orange, right? Which is, I mean, lots of different foods. Like, I'm more of a fan of like Camu, like crazy vitamin C. That aside, that's what, like, the body knows that that's vitamin C. It doesn't need like all these other cofactors because they're all in there when you have the whole food. Same things with sunlight, right? Don't take an isolated form of the sun in the form of whatever the new bulb of the day is, right? It's my reference to flavor of the month for those of you that didn't get it. And like, get a real bulb, get a full spectrum incandescent bulb, get a red incandescent bulb for nighttime, right? Like, it's pretty simple. That's all you need. And when you're inside, and then when you're outside, yeah, make sure you're outside first hour of sunrise, within the first hour, like be the last hour before sunset, and get some time out at midday. Start off 10 minutes, like that's 30 minutes, right? 10, 10, and 10. if you can't do that, I mean, come on, you got to get time outside. This is where we're talking about building it up. And the body's ability, now where am I taking this full circle for you? Back to the sunglasses. Well, the body can now start to begin to adapt, right? Just like the skin can. That's what we call a tan, right? Some people need more. Some people need less. Depends where you're from, right? Like, there's a reason you don't see pasty white people living at the equator or like dark black people living up at the poles. It's just a biological mismatch, right? So the darker your skin, the more sun you need. The more fair your skin, the lighter your skin, the less sun you need. Like, that's just how Mother Nature works. Like, that's how God designed us, right? So there's lots of range to that, right? But we still can't deny that from our bodies. Like, that's how it works. So all of us needs to get some, right? And we need to let our bodies adapt to it, right? And what's a really, 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 really good way to do that? Well, the photoreceptors in the eyes. If they're being blocked all the time, I think this is a big problem. Like, I think sunglasses correlate to skin cancer, right? I think there are obviously other reasons, but I think that's a big part of it because the body doesn't recognize what is going on outside. So you could be out at midday, right? Have this the sunshine on. Yeah, I hope the sunshine's on too, because otherwise we're all in a little bit of trouble. Sunglasses on, and your body's saying, oh no, it's dark. I don't really need to start producing more melanin right now. Well, now the damage is happening because if you're not producing that melanin, right, your body cannot produce that protection from the sun. And here we see a big problem. This was not one I planned on going into, so I will probably get into it on a future episode. Really, get the shades off. And if you are outside for an hour and you normally wear them for an hour, okay, take them off for 5 minutes, right? It's just like exercise. Start with 5 minutes and build from there. Anything else, like with strength training, like start with the 5 pounds. You don't have to go to the 100 pounds right away, whatever it might be. Slowly build it up. Then you get your 10 minutes. Hey, make sure you're doing it like no sun. Like right now, I'm about an hour and a half from sunset. Maybe an hour. I'm not really sure when it sets. Let's say an hour. Okay? This is the time to get it because now there's a lot more red light. This is easier on the eyes so the body can adapt to it more easily. So just learn these things, right? And that's why I'd love to share and educate. And hopefully you can make something of that and get the shades off a little bit. So, yeah, this has been a lot, right? I'm so grateful to be able to share all of this information and to be able to talk about true health, right? And just be passionate about this because I've been taking in all of this information somewhat selfishly, right? Because I do want to continue to learn and just have fun with life. I mean, that's one of the things that my kids and with meditation, like what it's taught me is just like, have fun, right? Like do the things that you love. And this is one of those. Like I get to talk about all of this stuff that I just implement in my life or help others figure out, right? Because just because I do something doesn't mean you should be doing it exactly, right? Why? Hey, like Paul Check says, like, don't believe me, like go out and test it for yourself, right? I've seen like pretty much everything I've seen said on here. Well, I'm pretty sure I can't think of like anybody where this wouldn't benefit, right? I really think it's going to be for everybody. But if you don't think it's for you, I mean, I challenge you. Go and try it, right? That's how you're going to know. If you try it and it doesn't work, give it a genuine try. That's what I'm going to say first, though. Don't say like, oh, yeah, I tried it. Don't try something for a day, a week. Like, no, implement it into your life. And you have to note, does that truly help you or not? Don't do it like if you're biased on something. Like, I'm biased on a lot of things, right? These things, am I biased on them? Yes. I'm biased on them for what I believe to be reasons that have proven to just, that's how it works, right? So enjoy it, right? And one of the things that I'm doing right now, throwing a few wine berries in my mouth. Now, the reason I'm saying that too is because we're talking mismatches with the environment, right? Wineberries grow, I think I can pick them about month of the year, pretty much the month of July. My body knows, hey, that was grown in this environment, right? So that's what I should be eating. Like, it has all of that information from my environment. And that's why eating local is so important. This is my shout out to local farmers, right? Like, growing stuff in your own backyard. It's a really big deal. Do I think everybody is all set to just get everything from within 20 miles of their house? No, probably not, right? Probably couldn't afford it right now either. Like, that would probably get pretty expensive. Well, I don't actually think it would be expensive if we just all implemented it and had the right channels in place. But there is a lot that would go into being able to do that, right? So I don't think it would be something. These wineberries are delicious. I don't think it would be something that would be able to implement right away. And it is unfortunate because I wish everybody could have all of their food in their backyard and or from their neighborhood or whatever that looks like. But right now, we can't. And maybe you can. And I applaud you on that, right? So what this comes down to is if you can find one food that grows in your backyard or on a local trail or, you know, a farmer down the road, get one thing from them to start, right? Build upon that. Because your body is going to thank you for it. Your mind is going to thank you for it. Your spirit is going to thank you for it. And that's what it's about. Just doing you the best you can in this lifetime, right? So I'm going to wrap it up there. I have a lot more ideas, topics, things that I want to talk about. If you're interested in some craniosacral therapy or some auto emotional release or just some overall body work, let me know. Nick@evo-health.com and or send me a message if there's something you want to hear about, right? Always up to discuss different topics, give you my take on different things. Maybe it's what you were thinking, confirming it. Maybe it's completely off the wall. Who knows? But I really appreciate everybody out there who listened or really didn't get to listen to the first new episode that came out. Sorry about screwing the volume up, but hopefully you guys get this one, enjoy it, and can't wait to talk to you again next time. Bye, guys.